Hi, Marty Lurie, KMBR 680. We have the new philosopher. Our old philosopher, of course, is Tim Flannery, who has another job. But the new philosopher, he's a graduate of the University of Virginia, left-hand relief pitcher, and always has an even keel and tells me what's going on in the season. That's Javier Lopez. Philosopher, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Marty.
All right. It's a pleasure to have you. Flan's shoes are pretty big to fill here.
There's no doubt about it, obviously. He is the guy that I would always lean on for some sort of mental advice. And, you know, he's sorely missed, but he left some good nuggets for everybody to work with.
You know, you say mental advice, and, you know, we joke about Yogi Berra. You know, the game is 90% mental, 50% physical, but there really is a mental component to baseball.
There's no doubt about it. Obviously, when you play a game like this, when it's, you know, bare bones facts about baseball is that it's built on failure. It's a failure kind of sport, and it's how the numbers are indicative of that. You know, you fail 7 out of 10 times, you're a Hall of Famer in this game, and that's what's kind of crazy. You got to think about it like that, and then once you get that appreciation for it, that's when you start to formulate a mental game plan that lets you succeed, because this game will eat you up, because you play every single day, and if you don't have the right mindset, it's going to eat you alive.
Really? How did you learn that? You've been in the big leagues a long time. How many years now?
I've got, this is my 13th, 14th wow. season now, so I've been plugging along. I've learned that by actually a lot of trial and error and a lot of failure of my own right. And, you know, I had many talks throughout my career with veterans usually about what they did, especially in the profession that I had, being a lefty reliever and being a middle reliever, how difficult that might be to actually, you know, get your, not only get your feet wet, but also be able to establish yourself, you know, because you always feel like you're only as good as your last outing. And that's something that's tough to shake as a young player. And if you're able enough to stick around like I have been, then you kind of just realize that it's not make or break every single time out there. It's just how consistently you can go out there and get outs.
Well, that's the philosopher, Javier Lopez, talking. Well, it brings to mind a Casey McGee, who is a veteran. He's struggling now as we get ready for play here on Saturday against the Marlins. So what goes through his mind? I don't know if you've talked to him, but you can imagine a veteran failing and saying, my goodness, is it going to change?
Well, obviously frustration sets in. I don't think any competitor, if they weren't frustrated, you'd have to question their desire a little bit. Obviously, when you are going out there and you're grinding every day and you're taking the reps that are needed as a professional because that's what you expect of yourself, you want to be rewarded. And when those rewards don't come as often as you'd like, that frustration sets in. But that doesn't mean that he's going to stop working any harder. You know, the guy's in there, I see him grinding, working on the knee, making sure that's good to go. And that's what you need to do. You need to have a consistent and strong work ethic to stick around in a ball game like this. And I feel like Casey's just going to be there for us. I just know it. I think Boach knows it too. It's why, you know, you get that leash, and Boach loves his veterans, and I think that's why we've been successful, because it's not quick to turn your back on somebody. You know, obviously, people do struggle. We need to win ball games. This isn't this is a do-good league. This isn't a try league, and you know, so you need to take some chances sometimes. But ultimately, you know, he likes the veteran guys, and it's proven year after year.
You know, Pete, you mentioned something interesting to me, and that is physical injuries for a major league player. You go through a season, people hurt. I hurt getting up in the morning. You know, everyone has some aches and pains, but as a professional baseball player, you have to somehow work through that.
There's no doubt about it. You have to go out there and really try to make yourself. I feel like the older you get, much like you just touched on there, the more you have to put in, whether it is in the gym or in the training room, just to get your body loose and ready to go. You know, I could come out here when I was 20, 21 years old, put a hat and a glove on, I'm ready to roll. Those days are long gone, but it doesn't mean that I won't prepare. It's just you manage your time a little more wisely nowadays. And, you know, it is something that you got to battle through. It's always an attrition thing that goes on with the season, not only with this club, but all the other clubs across Major League Baseball. And, you know, the best way you can prepare is it really ultimately shines in on the stage here when you can get ready to go physically, mentally. The best is going to come out of you, whether you're thinking about it or not.
Boy, great advice. All right. The University of Virginia, it's okay. It's okay. Very good advice from the philosopher Javier Lopez. All right. We're about heading towards game 30 in the season, which means about 132 more to go. What do you look for? You know, you assess the team any good? What's the league looking like? What's the division looking like? Where are you now mentally?
I think you take all those things into account. Obviously, you know, we're getting towards that quarter pole, and you want to see what's going on. And as a club, we've already shown that when we get to playing Giants baseball, we're as good as anybody. And I think we're able to prove to ourselves that we can do that. Obviously, when you lose eight in a row, there's a little bit of a shock, a jolt to the system. Like, are we really this bad? But ultimately, again, starting pitching, you're only as good as your next day's starting pitcher. Momentum is, and we've been able to feed off of that. And guys enjoy pitching at home for reasons that are obvious. It's a pitcher's park, but the fan base is tremendous. People are always rooting for you here, and that's all it takes. Giants baseball may not be pretty all the time. I don't think we've even scored six runs yet, or over six runs, but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, that's what we do, is pitching, defense, timely hits, and it's proven itself three of the last 5 years. But what we need to do is get back to that consistency, and I think that's what we look for is, you know, when you're getting close to those 30 to 40 games in a ball, your ball club starts taking shape. You try to figure out those things, and you know, obviously with a couple big arms missing, and we're still where we are right now, and battled back to 500. I think that shows that our team is capable of great things. It's just a matter of believing it in ourselves.
You ever want to manage? Ever think about it? Because I'll ask you. I mean, you know, we all watch Bruce Bochy manage. We watch you as part of this team, and we know when he goes to you. We know when he goes to Casilla. We know when Affeldt's coming in. We sort of have that idea. If I can figure it out, probably you can. Do you ever think you may want to manage?
There's times where I think I'd like to do this, but then I just see the grind that that Bochy goes through day in, day out, and I'm not sure if I want to have those heartaches after having a hopefully even lengthier career than I'm having right now. And but obviously, I feel like there's always moments when you want to pay back to something that's given you so much, and whether it's coaching or in the front office or, you know, maybe even being an agent or a scout or something like that. Just being able to pay it forward would be something that that would be great.
You didn't say broadcaster.
Well, I mean, I don't want to be stepping on any toes up there. There's some talk about big shoes to fill with Flannery. There's really big shoes to fill if I were to do anything like that.
All right, Javier, thanks so much as always. The philosopher, looking forward to having you on. We're getting to the quarter pole, and you're right, and then as things go on and you go back and forth, you'll explain it to the fans. You're doing a good job. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Marty. Thanks for having me again.
All right, more coming up. That's Javier Lopez, the new philosopher right here on KBR 680, the sports leader.